Hey everyone, it's Meredith, and thank you so much for listening. This episode is going to be palpable, you guys, because I have so much to talk about in terms of residuals. My gosh, I have been wanting to talk about this for a while, and especially because I've been getting new information coming in about residuals, who gets paid, who doesn't get paid. I feel like this is like a huge topic that no one really talks about, or if they do, I, for some reason, being in this business for 25 years, have missed it. So today we're going to talk. We're going to talk about this. I'm going to confess some things about my own agents, representation, residuals, and what I think is fair, and what the union has said, and what other people's opinion is. And my gosh, residuals, you guys, it's the thing that we strive for as performers. It's what fuels us in between jobs, right? So let's get into it. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to Confessions of an Actress. So what are residuals? If you're listening and you're not an actor, residuals are, you know, what you get paid for after you did the physical work. So when you get paid acting work, your agent or your representation agent or manager gets paid for the work you do that day or that week or on that job. But what happens when you work on a project that is covered by union rules and starts to generate residuals after you have left that set, or this doesn't really happen anymore, left that Broadway show that you originated? That is rare, and I kind of feel like that's a whole other podcast, but we're going to talk about TV and film work that you get residuals on. So generally, your agent gets paid on all of your residuals. This is what people have said, but who actually pays your agent? You or the production company? That's the real question to be answered, and as usual, it depends on the negotiation. So as an actor, getting a residual check in the mail is like Christmas. I call them my Christmas checks because you never really know what they're going to be. It's often unexpected. Some of it's foreign royalties. Sometimes it's larger than expected. Sometimes it's hilariously low. But it can absolutely make your day, your rent, your mortgage, and your agent works very hard for you to get these jobs as well. You know, I understand they get 10% of the work that you do on the day. But for the future payments that that work may generate, this is where I have a little bit of a debate with this. I've never known, and here's my confession, I have never known anyone, unless I'm just not asking them, because sometimes you don't ask about money. I've never known anyone to pay their agent forever on residuals that they got. I have done TV and film work going all the way back to 1999, and I don't even have the same agent anymore. In fact, I've had many different agents, and that's kind of normal. But I've never had any of them in the conversations that we've had. And I've had sit downs, I've dropped into the office, I've called them up to see what's going on. Never once has anyone ever said, why aren't you paying me residuals on all the TV and film work that I've got you? Because to me, my knowledge of my contract is I pay them 10% on what I make, and then the residuals paid to me are to me. So residuals are paid to you. The commission is paid to your agent. This is what people are saying. There are rules set forth by the various unions that determine who actually pays that commission. So this is where I'm wondering if the production company has been paying them commission. I don't know. I was with a very big agent, you guys, for 13 years when I did most of my television and film. So sometimes people are saying that it's up to you, the performer, to write that 10% check. And some people think it's an absolute joy for them to do so. So if you made $1,000 of residuals in a year, which is common for a working actor, you better pay your agent that $100 and write that check. Sometimes it's up to the production company of the TV show, film, or commercial that you were in to write that check. So here's my question. How do you know? How do you find out? No one seems to be able to tell me this. How do I find out if all my work that I've done under this one agent, the commission's already being paid? Do you think the agent's going to tell me, or are they going to double dip? I don't know. I would hope they wouldn't, but this is where it's exhausting and confusing. This is where we have unions, SAG-AFTRA, to help us. Okay, so always check with your union if you're confused about what you're supposed to be doing. I have a call out to SAG-AFTRA to find out, in my residuals, who's paying my former agent, because I don't have the same agent anymore. Because that's, to me, I've never paid them. Never paid them on residuals. Like, ever. No one's ever asked me about it. No one's ever talked to me about it. No one's ever said, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't pay me. I've never paid. Because it wasn't in my contract, and I actually didn't even know about it. I paid my manager, because it was in my contract, and I gave him an authorization to have the checks go through his office, and then he paid me the remaining 90% of my residuals. And I was happy to do that. So here's what I'm learning about, like, a little bit of the details, because I did some primetime broadcast TV. You know, I did some non-primetime broadcast TV. I have some stuff in syndication, but I'm not in any way, shape, or form a series regular. My stuff is guest star, co-star, you know, side role here and there. So maybe this doesn't apply to me. So I'm trying to break it down for you guys. If the work was for a primetime broadcast TV, and the work was in Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., or Hawaii, commission is payable on all primetime reruns of your employment contract that is over scale. That's scale plus 10%. Confusing? Kind of. If you worked for scale and you paid your agent commission out of your pocket, then you pay no commission on residuals. So that means to me, I don't owe my agent anything, because that's what I did. A lot of my TV work was out of Los Angeles. Some of it was out of New York. So, moving on. If the primetime broadcast TV work was shot anywhere else, like New York, and you worked for scale, commission is payable for the first and second reruns of that show. Now, here's your question. How do you know if it's the first and second reruns? That's confusing too, because when I get a Christmas check or I get a check, I don't know what that cycle is. I guess I'd have to call and be really specific with the union. But you guys, here's another thing that's kind of frustrating. Who has time for this? Who has time to figure this out? Some people say that they just go on SAG-AFTRA, go to their residuals, click it, see what they got for the year, and then take 10% of that and pay it to their agent, which I think is really honorable. Great. How would you feel if that was $1 million in residuals? Because maybe it's $100 you're paying them, or $300 or something like that, which is money for food, utilities, rent. But what if it's $1 million in residuals you're making? I'm sure my agent would call me if I owed him $100,000. Does that make sense, you guys? I don't know. This is a huge topic. So non-primetime broadcast TV and syndicated reruns that were shot in Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., or Hawaii. Commission is payable only if your employment contract was over scale. So if you're listening to this and you're not in the business and you're like, what's scale? What's over scale? So there's scale, which means you can't get paid any lower than that, but like your day rate or something like that. But if it's over scale, you've negotiated more because you have an Emmy or what, a Tony or whatever it is. Or you just got a better deal. So I guess if it's overscale, then you pay your agent commission out of your pocket. I don't know. This is really confusing, you guys. I've looked into this. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I asked this question, do you pay your agent residuals? Because I really was trying to find out from the community what the deal is. Now, this is just for television, you guys. If there's a foreign exhibition of your work, no matter where it was shot, commission is payable only if your employment contract is over scale. If you worked for scale and you paid your agent commission out of your pocket, then you pay no commission on foreign residuals. So again, I don't pay my agent on foreign residuals. You guys, my residuals are so minuscule. Yes, but is it honorable to then pay my agent $10? If I got foreign royalties? Yes. I want to do the right thing, but I also feel like, do they need that money? My agent has, this is where, and I'll get into this. My agent, as one person, is leveraging his time already with numerous clients on his roster paying him 10%. I'm one person. Those residuals of little projects I've done here and there add up to pay my family and myself to live in between projects. So maybe that's why my agent never reached out, because my residuals aren't that much, you know. But my manager, boy, he took pennies on the dollar. He made sure he took that 20 cents out of my checks that were ridiculously low. And I get it, you guys, it adds up. And I also get that they work really hard for us too. None of this is me throwing shade to agents and their work. But so do we. We work really hard to get these gigs where we have residuals. And let me now go to Broadway. I originated a role on Broadway. I get nothing for it. And yes, there's a little bite to my voice because I see that show being done all over the world and I don't get anything from it. Where does that money go? And why didn't Equity fight for that for those of us who originated roles on Broadway, which is also really hard to do and really hard to get to that position? That makes me mad. So let's go to what some people have said is you pay your agent forever. You pay them 10% on those residuals forever. Does that mean forever? Does that mean when I die, I don't pass my residuals on to my children? They have to continue to pay my agent or my agent's children if my agent is dead? Like, where does it stop? This is really confusing. And also, I don't understand why it's not laid out a little clearer with our unions. So there's other things, there's other rules like basic cable shows. And now they're streaming. So my God, my residuals already are super low, but now they're even lower because of streaming. This is why we were on strike, you guys. This is part of it. So I'm kind of confused as to why people think this is an honorable thing to do. It's case by case. It cannot be a blanketed thing where you go to your residual tab on your SAG-AFTRA website, click it, and go, I'm going to write my agent a check. Because what that does is it's not honoring you and your work and maybe your contract. Specifically, you don't have to do that. Because commission is payable only if your employment contract provides for overscale residual payment. Look at your contracts, everybody. Please do that. Because that money you could be putting in a savings account for yourself, for those lean times, for your family. You know, I went online, and this is how this kind of came up for me. And I won't mention who this person is, but I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw someone I follow who is an agent or was an agent, and they were kind of calling out every actor, saying that we were stealing money from our agents and how dare we do that. Pay your agents your residuals. And actually said, go to SAG-AFTRA, click on your residuals for the year, calculate what that is, and send them 10%. Well, let me tell you, that is wrong, because each one of those jobs you did, going all the way back, this is, I'm talking to myself personally, going back to 1999, was different. Some were primetime, some was basic cable, some was a film, some was an independent film, some I was paid Scale, some I was paid over scale. Actually, I don't think I was ever paid over scale. And let me tell you, I'm going to honor all of it. I have all my contracts. I'm going to go through every single bit of it. I'm going to look at it and I'm going to see if I owe my agent anything. And I may just write him a check, even though it's been like 10 years since I've talked to him, because I do the right thing. But listen, that person who put that on Instagram is irresponsible and makes actors feel guilty when we do not owe in a blanketed form like that. And now let's go to equity, because I have a beef with that. I have for a long time. Thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda, for fighting for 1% or whatever the percentage is of the original cast of Hamilton to get. Because damn, that is awesome. I was a part of original Broadway show, White Christmas. It is done every year all over the world, and I get nothing for it. And I'm mad about that because it's happenstance, you guys, that you get a show, that you happen to be the original, that you, I mean, it is something that you can try for, really try for, and I did for years, and you just don't get it. And now you don't get those original percentage on the show anymore. That's residuals on stage. I don't really know. You guys, I got so worked up, I dropped my mic. If you heard that. Oh my gosh. Okay. I actually don't even know where I was, but this is such a big topic. And I really, really hope that everybody who's listening who has done TV and film work or has done Broadway or been in a position to have residuals themselves understands that we all want a piece of the pie. Okay. I understand the agents want to get their commission. And I'm going to go to this last topic before I conclude this. And then, you know, a long way around the barn, I probably will come back and do an episode on this again. But, you know, I have a lot of questions or a lot of actors who ask, what if your agent did not get you the audition or did not get you the contact or you got the show and they just happened to be your agent at the time? Does that make sense? He didn't submit you, all those things. And we know that the agent is your salesperson. And whether he got you the audition or not, under your contract, that doesn't really matter. What matters is that you're both active in getting you work. And so you pay them 10% on that. That I think is enough, you guys. I think that fact alone is enough for the agent to get commission on. They don't have to get commission forever, which I really hate that I've seen some platforms that have said that your agent gets commission, 10% of your commission forever. That should never be in a contract, by the way. I think that's dangerous. I think you should go to an entertainment lawyer and talk about that. And I actually may find an entertainment lawyer and have a discussion about this because I feel like it's irresponsible. And there's a lot of people in this business who are just not educated on the business part of it. They're just educated on the show part, which I get it. But you should not have to pay your agent forever. There should be what's called a sunset clause, where it's like 5 years after that job. You could make it 10. You know, it depends. Because let me tell you, what if you were getting $1 million an episode and those residuals are huge and you're paying 10% to your agent? Yeah, of course. That's going to be awesome for that agent. And what if that agent has 10 clients like that? That's what I'm talking about, you guys. Agents have more of an opportunity to leverage their time than we do. So therefore, I believe we should never pay them 10% on residuals forever. Now, this may be really heavily debated. This may be something that people think is me stealing money from my agent. Well, here, first of all, go through your contract. Like I said, make sure you actually owe them. Talk to your agent about it, because here's the thing. You guys are working together. They're actually working for you. So if you are remiss in actually giving them those residuals, because you can go through your contract and see, oh my God, I do owe you this, then do it. But just blanketed giving your agent 10% of your forever residuals is So wrong, and I hope that the agents out there don't just take those checks. I feel like that is really greedy and not fair. And this is a bigger topic, you guys. It really is. It's something that I'm really hoping to get on the phone with some representatives at our unions and talk about this in detail even more, especially Actors Equity, because of the non-residuals that those of us who originated roles get. It's painful because I know there's a theater here where I live now that's doing White Christmas, and I'm like, okay, that may not add up to a lot, but if it's done, it's a seasonal show. It's done all over the place, and I get nothing for it. And there are lines in that show I made up. There are steps in that show I made up. I originated the role on stage. I should get something. That to me is really hard to swallow. Really, really, it really hurts. Not for my ego, for my family. Because that's why we do what we do in terms of residuals. So you don't, I'm going to leave you guys with this. You don't pay your agent now residuals on jobs that you are paying another agent for that booked you that job. You're not double dipping or double paying. Please don't think you have to do that. Okay, and if you feel like you have to pay forever, I would recommend a sunset clause. That's what some people call it. You know, that's I've seen that before in contracts. Okay, a sunset clause puts a cap on how long the manager or the agent commissions those residuals after the contract termination. Okay, so 5-year cap seems pretty normal. But please, please, please do research on this. Please, for yourself, call your representatives. That's what they're there for. And please be educated. And if you are an agent and, you know, just understand, we all want to be in show business. We all want to do good work. Nobody wants to steal from anybody. And if you do, well, good riddance to you. But the rest of us, I don't feel like I'm, and in fact, I felt kind of guilty about it, which is why I started digging into it, because I was like, oh my God, do I owe my agent all this money? First and foremost, most of the money that I even made when I was doing television, I put right back into my business and went out and did everything my agents told me to do. I went out to LA for pilot season. I spent money on subletting a place, renting a car, literally doing nothing else but auditioning, so I could get that big TV show. That's where my 10% or their 10% went if I was supposed to pay them. It went back into my business. So I am a salesperson for myself, and so are you. You're negotiating my contract. Yes, all that stuff. But residuals, it's such a big topic. It is what we need to get more of so we can choose the projects that we want to do, so that we can not do chorus if we want to do leads, if we want to carve out a career, all the things our agents sit down and tell us to do. Stay in New York and audition for Broadway if that's what you want to do. Don't take national tours or go away. All of that costs money. And that money to us as actors can be residuals, side hustles, all that stuff. You know, our agents always talk about, oh, you got to be available for auditions. You got to make sure you're available. Well, how am I available? If I have money in my bank account, if I don't have to be a waitress, if I don't have to work during the day or hustle and bustle and work myself to the bone to make my rent. Okay, that's what those Christmas checks are for. So guys, I have a lot of feelings about this, as you can tell. It's a big topic. So please, 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 if you feel like you want to weigh in on this, please reach out to me, DM, email me, okay? And remember, have vision for what you want and be grateful for where you are. Be grateful for those Christmas checks, you guys. And thank you so much for listening. If you are hearing this message, you've listened to the entire episode of Confessions of an Actress, and for that, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. We hope you enjoyed this new episode of Confessions of an Actress, and if you did, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And also, remember, have vision for what you want and be grateful for where you are every single day. Have a great weekend, everyone.